5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Very excited to have my guest here on The Way Back, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir.
Thank you. Give me one.
Please give me one.
Yeah. Remember how excited you were?
Oh, dude.
Very excited you were. And they do it for you,
if
too.
If they gave you one, you'd be like, yeah, come on. All the fucking truckers. Yeah. That's when you weren't like shooting a bird at somebody. We do that every now and then. They pull up on the side. My dad's like, what are y'all doing back there?
What, flipping somebody off?
Yeah.
You rebel.
And they
punks.
Pull us all back up there.
Punks.
I figured you'd be the first person that would moon on this fucking podcast. People
I was
used to moon out
mic.
Of those.
Yeah. we weren't those kids like that. We were nice
Jewish kids.
Well,
I want to ask you, this is what I want to ask you first. So, well, you said you actually. Because you are old enough. Sat in one of these.
Oh, so many, dude. The carpools. So you want the back.
Did your family own a wagon?
No.
I would, too. I think I would, too. Get sick.
Going backwards.
I can't sit on a train like that.
Train
I got to ride
the
way I'm
Why
moving.
Why don't you even have those on the train?
Yeah. I can't do that on a train.
Yeah, the Gorlands had one. You'd
the
sit
who?
In the back.
What
the Gorlands.
The Gorlands.
Yeah, and then they had two types. The ones that flipped down and the ones mostly that opened up.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get that back. It was so dangerous. Yeah. You get rear-ended. Those kids are dead.
Oh, dead. No seat belts, no nothing.
Yeah, slam.
That's
slam
this,
smash.
That's what this seat's all about right here.
Yeah, you don't have seat belts.
It's so funny because I love the seat, but who was it, Kirsten, that said, was it Florentine maybe, that the better you were behaved, the closer you got to sit to the front? And he said he never got past the middle seat.
We used to fight in the back seat so much. My parents would, we would do this thing where we'd mess with each other. We'd be like, you know, you'd tap, tap, hit. And then your parents were like, stop, it's done. And then you'd be like, I got you last. They'd be like, stop it.
Or
and
you're this like, shit, just I'm not touching
yeah, I'm
you.
Not touching
I'm
you.
Not touching you.
But like, I got you last. And we had a song for it, like, I got you last. I got you last. I got you last. And then they'd be like, you cut it out back there. And then be like, okay, fine. Like, YMCA, YMCA, Y. But they knew, like, she's doing it. I'm like, it's just a hit song. I can't sing a
hit song
of the era. And they'd be so mad.
Here, you know what? This is what I want to ask you, because I know you as a person, yeah. as an adult person. You've created a show called Amazing Racist.
Oh, yeah.
You have
I was going to say you were on that, but you were on a different show.
I was on a different, yeah. yeah. You have pulled your hemorrhoid Kleenexes out on podcasts. You've yeah. wiped microphones up your ass. You've drugged your friends in front of their kids. You've
yeah. Not in front of the kids. The kids were safely inside.
Taking shots at Cody.
Kids were none the wiser.
What was, were you a fucking practical joker growing up, or was this all later?
Like, I think
what?
It was all waiting. Like, the amount of, okay. like,
what's your origin story? Like, where does that fucking
I'm the same as Bane.
Side you come from?
No, I'm just like, I was just a well-to-do kid. I was a joker in like grade school and
like
stuff.
You
one of the funnier
practical
ones.
Joking people. You're just being funny person,
just jokes,
but you weren't.
Yeah.
You weren't doing any wild shit.
Yeah, and I was just like, same with girls. Like, once I started having sex, 23, I was just a slut for a while. Make up for lost time.
Oh, yeah. You lost a lot of time.
Yeah. Girls and drugs. It was like, let's catch up. But it was like way later. And somebody's like, do you think it's that because you're so repressed? I'm like, probably. Yeah, I didn't get into any of that stuff. Orthodox Jewish upbringing.
Right. And so tell me about your school, because I highly doubt there's going to be many guests that sit
Maybe
here with
not.
An Orthodox Jewish
Maybe
upbringing.
Not.
So was it all boys school or was it mixed schools?
The religious classes were boys and then the girls would do their own. We were a mixed high school.
So you would just separate for those
yeah.
classes?
Yeshiva High was all boys, and then they had a girls depart, like another school, another place. Yeah, in Maryland, in Silver Spring.
And
you were allowed
early,
to wear shorts up until fourth grade, and they're like, that's it for that. And then you had to wear a collared shirt, long pants. If you wore just a sweater, you like got to have a collar under that.
Really?
Some guys would be like rebels, and they'd like tape an old collar underneath it.
Oh, like
look
a dickie? Like
breaking, breaking the system, dude. Rebel without a cause.
Well, so tell me about these kids, because look, this seems like very strict. It seems, obviously, it's Orthodox. So, but kids are kids.
Kids are kids.
Kids are kids. So what do you
we
guys
didn't know it was strict.
Off?
We had no idea it
okay,
was strict.
Fair
I
enough.
Saw Coolio on the old Jon Stewart show before The Daily Show. He had a UPN
the MTV show.
No, UPN.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that one?
I remember the MTV
you remember?
One. Yeah,
yeah. It was the Jon Stewart show. And I went to a taping of it. I'll never forgive my buddy for this. Avi went to a taping. They shot a fucking cannon, or at least threw a shirt. I don't remember how they got it. A rolled up Jon Stewart shirt. And I was like, looked it right in my hand. And the last second, he goes, nope. And he just grabbed
oh,
it.
Oh, he got it.
And I'm so fucking mad. He doesn't even have style. I would have rocked it so well. But he had Coolio on. And he goes, it must have been tough having to deal with drive-bys, stuff like that. People maybe shooting you, trying to inundate you into a gang. And he goes, Coolio goes, no, man, it was just, as a kid, your level's your level. So what, in my world, a drive-by took the same place as your world where a bully took your lunch money. It was God. The same level of danger. So it was that. We had a blast. We had our friends. We'd do whatever we thought. We didn't think we were missing anything. You know. So, yeah, we never touched women and kissed women. But
well, I asked you about high school dances, and you said, no, that wasn't even allowed at your school.
So we had a couple.
Okay.
Some of the more lax parents. No alcohol. I mean, no alcohol.
Well, your kids.
Yeah. But I mean, even a 16, 17, 18, like those sneak shit.
Okay.
No, it wasn't even a thought.
Okay.
No one had even seen weed. I was like, we heard of it. My sister went to a Pink Floyd show when I was like in sixth grade. She was in eighth. She goes, you could smell marijuana. I'm telling you, you could smell it. It was there.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was there. Yeah, it sure as fuck was.
I'm like, no way. What do you mean? Where would they do it?
I remember my first concert ever. You're in Maryland, bro.
Yeah.
Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Merriweather
in Columbia.
Post, yeah.
I'm seventh grade. My buddy Jason Danilowski, he
Damn,
was the kid
Greek.
In our class that was allowed to cuss in front of his parents. Dude, my face too. First time he was like, that's bullshit, Dad. We were like, oh, you're about to get fucked up. He was allowed to say whatever he wanted to as long as it wasn't fuck.
Wow.
So his brother introduces us to Metallica. And now Metallica is coming to open for Ozzy at Merriweather Post Pavilion. It was the Ultimate Sin Tour 1987. Metallica's on the Master of Puppets tour. They're still young kids.
Wow. They're about to blow up.
Right. And I get to see Cliff Burton before he dies. This is weeks before he passes away. So his parents were down. He's like, you guys got to go. Me and my brother are like, can we go? And my parents are like, fuck no. And then his dad calls and they talk. And he's like, look, I'm going to drive them there. I'm going to drop them off at the gate. They're going to go into their assigned seats. And I'm going to wait there. He's at Columbia Mall. He's like, I'm going to come. They'll come right back to the car. And my parents agree. So our first concert is Ozzy Osbourne. Metallica's opening. Cliff Burton. James Hetfield has a broken arm from skateboarding.
Wow.
So the guitar tech. That's how young these guys still are.
Damn. I just know him as this old man battling Napster.
Yeah. Wow. That's right. There it is. It was at 86. There you go. 1986, August 2nd. Yep.
That's a month and a half later.
There you go.
Wow.
We got to see him right before that.
What did he die of?
They had a bus crash. It rolled over. There's a whole story about like James Hetfield, like almost like that La Bamba shit. And he didn't want to sleep near a window because his throat, he needed to protect his throat to sing. So Cliff said, I will. And then they hit like some black ice, but the bus rolled and he fell out. And then the bus fell on him and crushed him. He was 24 years old. Wow. Yeah. All this to say that my first time seeing, smelling, touching marijuana. Because my parents were like, someone's going to stick a needle in you. And I'm like, even then, I was like, no one's going to waste
stick
their
a
drugs.
Needle in
that's
you.
What they would say.
Yeah, what
that's
the fuck are you talking about? Like my mom was like, you can't go to rap concerts. You got trampled.
That blue row right here. This is like our seats. This last row right here. And on my right, we start to smell weed. And we're like, oh, my God. We're terrified. We're
oh
in seventh
God.
Grade.
It's so rebellious.
And it's coming down the row.
Oh, they're passing it?
They're passing a joint the whole way. And it comes to me. And I just grabbed that motherfucker, passed it to my brother. He passed it to Danilowski, and on it kept going.
Scared to death. Can I even touch? Will it go through my hand? Can it soak
in? Am I going to get high from touching it?
I heard there's Jimi Hendrix would get high during shows.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh
can
my
I
God.
Tell you, you knew then what some fucking dorks don't know now. When they're passing around, and it comes to you, go, no thanks. Just pass it. You don't have to smoke. Nobody gives a shit if you're smoking.
That's right.
The guy on your left needs it. Just let me facilitate.
Yep.
Just fucking idiots.
Terrified touching it. Like,
wow.
Oh,
wow.
Guys.
Mine was Constitution Hall Eurythmics with my sister.
And you saw it?
No, I didn't. No, I just made my first concert. I don't think there was any there.
I remember the smell is sweet leaf. It's such a sweet smell in the air. I love
it. So specific. The first time I smelled crack was in Winnipeg. I was like, who's burning candy? What's going on?
But I also asked you, so you said you had a couple dances, but I asked you, were you ever invited by a girl from another school where you could go there?
Yeah, so JDS was like the less religious school. Okay. I eventually switched there in 11th grade. I wanted to change. Even then, my rebellious attitude was like, I want to move around. That's the same reason I went from LA to New York, and I'll go from New York onwards. You know, it's like, I just want new experiences, and I wanted this new, what's it like at JDS? But there was a girl that was on my block, Jenny from the block, actually. Her name was Jenny. But so she came to one of the Hebrew Academy dance parties, and we'd occasionally dance with the more lax parents, but you had to go like this. You hold them high waist this far, and then they put their arms on you, on
and
your shoulders.
There's clear distance
lots
in
of
between
distance.
You.
And then it was like, so every once in a while, it would be a slow song. You're like, oh, wow, can I get a girl to dance? So Jenny had this crush on her, and I was like, do you want a slow dance? You know, the slow song, do you want? She goes, sure, yeah. She's used to these fucking JDS dances. So I go to this, and she comes right in and gives me the this.
Oh.
And I was just like, what the fuck? She must have felt my 2-inch dick into 3 inches. I mean, I was never, and I was just like, don't fuck it up. And it was just like, wow, you put your arms around her. And it was like, is this what dancing's like? Is this what adulthood is like? I got to switch to JDS. That was probably sixth or seventh grade. It got in my head. It was wild. Later, JDS, those girls as adults were bad kids.
Bad kids.
Yeah, they smoked weed. They drank. They had I was in the other room. They had a Spanish sword fight.
What the hell's that? I don't know this one. It's dicks, obviously, but what's a Spanish sword fight? What do you do with this one?
Three girls.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Three guys are sitting next to each other. Three girls are having a contest to see who can get their guy off first.
That's a Spanish sword fight?
I guess so. I mean, it's the first and last time I heard of it, to be honest. I never really researched if this is a real thing. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But that's what they called it. I was in the other room watching Beavis and Butthead. I was like, wait, you guys did what? Like, you know, whatever it happens. I'm like, that doesn't just happen.
That doesn't just happen. I never had any of that wild shit. Like, I hear these guys out here on the West Coast telling me the shit they were doing in seventh grade. I'm like, we weren't doing anything like that. High school was like, man, if you touched a girl's boob over her sweater, over the sweater, you were over the moon. Yeah. You were like, what?
That, like, kissing, you have your hand here, and like, oh, I'll go to the belly, or I'll go to the waist. But you, instead of going like that, you're like, let me try it. And you just whip by. And if they don't, like, revolt, you're like, I think they might want it back. And they're like, I'll go back to neck. You whip by again, and they're like, I think I'm in. And they're like, wow.
A girl's perfume. Did you wear a cologne? Were you a cologne?
Yeah, Dracar Noir.
Yeah, for real? Mm-hmm. I did. I never did.
I saw probably one commercial and I was hooked.
I did a Dracar for 10 seconds and then a girlfriend gave me Obsession by Calvin Klein.
Interesting.
Polo Obsession. Was a big one. Everyone Calvin wore Klein. Polo. Obsession.
Yeah. And Cool Water?
Cool Water. Obsession. That was like, yeah, there's that oval Obsession. Bottle.
Wow.
And then Tuscany. I wore Tuscany for a second,
too. Do you still wear cologne?
No. I'm deodorant. Who I haven't worn cologne would? Since this shit right here.
I gave up deodorant for these like 6 days. Months this year.
Dracar. Let's see that Dracar bottle.
The black bottle, black right? Bottle. There it is.
There it is. There it is. That old damn. Black ass bottle.
A couple spritzes and one on the walkthrough, like Sebastian says.
Yeah.
A couple of the neck, one on the walkthrough. Is that Sebastian or Brett Ernst?
I forget. Either one of them, it could be.
Yeah, maybe Brett.
And then the girls would tell me, put it on your pulse, yeah, where the like pulses, and it'll emanate.
It's for
out
pheromones.
There. Yeah. Polo was big. It was like the original old one, the green one. Yeah, that thing right there. Everybody had that. Brute by Fabergé.
Did Old Spice
have one? That's Eddie Murphy's joke. You gave your dad Brute for, he's like, Brute. By Fabergé. Yeah. You cheap motherfucker.
Who the fuck's Fabergé? Why do you have to say by Fabergé?
That's what the whole thing was.
It's like promoted by. It's like Live Nation. It's
every
the Live
time
Nation
I hear
of Cologne.
Brute by Fabergé.
You still have those songs stuck in your head from back then?
I have I'm stuck on Band-Aids
because Band-Aids stuck on me.
Yep.
We are Flintstone kids, 10,000 strong and growing, or whatever.
That's right.
10 million strong and growing.
That's right. 10 million strong and growing.
You know what song's in my head from back then?
What?
And I think it was just Maryland. Junry means fight for life. Nobody bother me.
Dude, nobody bother me either.
Yes! Yes!
You gotta look that up. See if you can find that old commercial.
Oh my god.
It's like J-U-N.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Dude, I
you finished
me.
It. You're
I like, have not thought of that, and it's still in there.
It'll never
it's
leave.
Still in there.
I
haven't
you off.
Thought of that commercial for decades.
You train little kids. This guy was fighting fucking ninjas in Saigon. And then he taught 7-year olds how to
look
fight.
Look at this. Look at him.
When you take jewelry,
self-defense, then you too can say,
yeah.
Nobody bothers me.
Get him, lady.
Nobody bothers me. That's right, dude.
That's
1,000,
right.
That was the number. And jewelry means fight for right.
Terrible editing.
Dude, I forgot about that commercial.
You can tell they already rolled the film. Like, shit. Say it now, kid.
Say it.
All
right, let's see if you remember this guy, Captain Chesapeake. Did you remember this dude?
Captain Chesapeake.
Yeah, Captain Chesapeake was big in Maryland. He was the captain. He had like a morning TV. He was like a Mr. Rogers. There he is. And
yep.
That's the
guy
Mo knew the sea monster
yep.
back there.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Chesapeake. Wow. Look how long he had to run from 71 to 90. Ahoy, crew members. What? There he is right there. Yeah.
Wow. What happened Captain to Captain Chesapeake?
I don't know what happened to Captain Chesapeake. Okay, so I've told this story before.
I know another one.
You'll know this one, too. So back when Atari came out, right, it first came out.
I remember that.
Everyone in one.
I remember that. You had a joystick and a button.
Dude, my buddy pulled
Frogger Pitfall. He pulled it out?
No, he pulled the suction cup or the grip off the controller and put it on his forehead. And just as a joke, when he took it off, he had a fucking hickey. He had to wear Band-Aids to cover it. Yeah, this is it.
That's it.
Came in one.
Atari 2600. It was the best. It changed everybody's life. Some people had Coleco, and you're like, you're a dork.
Yeah. This was it right here. When this came out, you had Pitfall, Donkey Kong, River Raid, Pac-Man, all of them, right? Yeah.
One button. It was shoot and button. Move. And you would slam
We wanted
thing.
One so bad, my dad was like, we can't afford that or whatever.
Game
so,
reset.
So this guy
is
doing a contest on WD. Now, we're in Maryland, so we got the Baltimore channels and the DC channels.
Okay.
He's DC. And they're doing a contest. That's the dude.
Dick Diesel.
And they're giving away an Atari, right? And we're like, what? And it might have been once a week, he would come on, they'd have a wheel, and they'd spin it. And you had to submit a postcard that had your name, address, phone number, and your favorite show, right? And the show ranges were like Scooby-Doo, The Jeffersons, Good Time, San Francisco. We're watching all that shit back in the day. So me and my two brothers sit down and we submit hundreds of them. We're writing Scooby-Doo. We're just submit the fuck out
of it. Yeah, just overload the system.
And one night, it's like a Wednesday night, everyone in elementary school, we're in like third grade. Everyone is dialed in because everyone's submitting for this thing. We all want Atari. And they're like, all right, we're pulling our next contestant. They pull it out and they're like, Derek Sickler. And we're like, what?
No.
And we are jumping up and down like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. We got a shot at Atari. Derek Sickler of Eldersburg, Maryland. So he spins the wheel and he's like, Scooby-Doo is his favorite show. Dude spins the fucking wheel and the ball's bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. And it goes right to Scooby-Doo. And then it goes right next to Scooby-Doo. And we fucking lose. And I'm like, oh.
Damn.
Next day we go to school. My brother's a goddamn celebrity.
Because he got called.
Yeah, everyone's watching. You know?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, we're going to send you a t-shirt as a consolation prize. Like, I 6 months later, that fucking t-shirt showed up. My dad felt so bad. Like, we were so gutted that he went and got the damn Atari.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He couldn't bear seeing
that Atari was huge.
We were devastated, dude.
That Atari was huge.
Oh, wait, you said you remembered a car commercial or a commercial. You said I remembered another one.
Yeah, it's not right for this good feel good
podcast. Is it a dead one? Is it a 17?
It was for Down syndrome stuff.
Here's one. So, Let Your Fingers Do the Walking.
Let Your Fingers Do the Walking, yeah.
Yeah. Remember that?
Let Your Fingers
Do the Walking.
Uh-huh.
So we had a red Volkswagen Beetle at the time. It was beat up from the 70s. So the Yellow Pages, they did a whole ad campaign where you could paint your car. They would paint your car.
Yellow?
Pick your color. Nope. Okay. We went blue, and you had to put their logo on like the hood and the doors and the trunk for like a year or 6 months. And then they're going to peel that off and you get a new paint job. That was the ad thing they did. Well, my parents did this shit.
For dude, what?
Because we had no money and they wanted a new paint job. They peel that shit off. You could clearly see the outline. You know what I mean? It was horrible.
Oh, no.
It was horrible, dude. And every now and then on the freeway, we'd be like, there goes one. You know, there's not many of them out there, bro. Not many of them out there. So we have this shitty Volkswagen and my mom enters a contest. It was the WPOC Plays It Country, 93.1, I think they were. WPOC Plays It Country.
We would never listen to country music then.
We didn't either, but my mom did because she was sleeping with a dude that listened to country music, cheating on my dad.
Grew up so she's different watching. Than me.
So she enters this radio contest where they are taking 99 WPOC, 99 contestants to the Inner Harbor. And they're going to have a brand new Dodge Chrysler Laser. And the window's going to be down on the driver's side. And they have to get, I don't know how many feet, but I don't know if they did like 99 feet or what. But you had to throw a football into the window of the car. And if you did, you'd win the fucking car.
Whoa.
And we're like, all we do is play sports. We're so fucking, and my mom doesn't ever fucking consult us, talk to us, nothing. Nothing. We're like, are you practicing? Are you fucking practicing during the day? She's like,
no way she's gonna do it.
I'm like, on your lunch break, go out in that parking lot of Little George's.
Like this thing the girls do where they shift their whole body.
Yeah, just shot put it.
Yeah.
So we're down there. It's dark. It's the Inner Harbor. There's a whole thing's going on. The radio thing. 99 people are lined up. And I'm telling you, I don't remember, but we're in the back chunk. Or it might be in the 80s.
Yeah.
But there's this one fucking dude. I still remember this guy. Good looking dude. He's over on the side the whole time. He's throwing with his buddy the whole time.
Practicing. Getting warmed up.
The whole time. No one makes it. Now, if we go through all 99 people, they reset it again, and you get to go again.
Is this car moving?
Nope. Sitting still, bro. Wow. Sitting fucking still. So here comes my mom. Nobody's won yet. My mom throws this fucking ball. It goes like 5 fucking feet, bro. It's the microcosm of everything. It just goes, kah, kah, kah. And we're like, are you fucking kidding? Like, we're kids looking at our mom going, are you fucking kidding me right now? And who's behind us? Fucking Johnny U over here has been practicing. And what does Johnny U do? Right in the fucking window, bro.
Zips it.
So now mom's out. You know what I'm saying? But the other people behind could still tie it and go for it.
Second round.
Nobody does. You know what Johnny U does after he throws it in the window?
What?
Goes right off to the fucking side. And continues to throw.
In case.
Wow.
Homeboy
stayed fucking ready. And we went back home in that goddamn Yellow Pages
Volkswagen. He taught you a lesson. He taught you a valuable lesson.
He did. I was like, that
Stay
guy.
Stay sharp.
I'm like, do you see this guy?
Stay sharp.
This
Go
is our competition.
This yeah. Wow, be like him.
Tell me about baseball cards.
Yeah, I'd get them all the time. All my friends had them. My gems were a George Brett rookie card that I stole from my friend.
Okay, I was going to say, you opened that?
Nope. It was on. He was counting all the stuff. I stole it from him. Still kind of regret it, but also not so much.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And then Frank Thomas I got way into. Early
Big
Frank
Hurt?
Thomas, the Big Hurt. Yeah. I had all his rookie cards.
What a nickname, too.
The Big Hurt, and he'd put that hurt on you.
He fucking did, dude. That big
God,
son
he
of a
was.
Bitch.
I remember I was working at a Woodmont Country Club. I was like 16, and there was a Mike Mussina was pitching for the Orioles, and he pitched a one hitter, and they lost 1-0 on a home run to Frank Thomas.
He also pitched one against Cleveland where Sandy Alomar broke it up in like the ninth. And
he four one hitters.
Four one hitters. He was that fucking close to four no-hitters, Mike Mussina.
Did he ever throw a perfect game? Go up there.
I don't think he did. I don't think he ever got a no-hitter or a perfect game.
He two outs of a perfect game and one out.
That was the one, and I think that Sandy Alomar got the base hit and ruined it. That's how good he – people don't realize, dude, 4-1 hits, that's crazy.
Wow. Oh, he's a Hall of Fame. He deserves it.
Yeah, no doubt he deserves it.
Damn. Damn. Yeah, we had all these cards.
You
were just
were
like,
you an
go
Orioles fan growing up?
No, I was a Yankee fan. But we went to see the Orioles. The WTOP had some stuff where they'd play, the Orioles would play basketball against like maybe the Redskins.
Oh, like a charity event.
Yeah. Cool. And Cal Ripken was there playing basketball. Cal, nobody remembers. They always taught you do not throw like him. He throws sidearm. They that tell every whip. Kid now, like, don't, because they all try to emulate him. They're like, that's bad form. Don't do that. They were good, though, when I was younger. The Orioles had a chance, and they were, like, right in the – did they win a title back then?
96-97 is what you're thinking of when they had Alomar and Eddie Murray came back. They were really good, but
Eddie
they got
Murray.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
But they weren't – 83 was their year. 96-97, they were good. That's how long they sucked in between. And then they weren't good again
until like last year. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, the O's were really good. Memorial Stadium was sucked.
That's the first time I've ever heard you hear that, Kirsten. That came out.
That's one of the greatest national anthems. It's like, you know, sick by the Star Spangled Blight. What do they get to?
Oh, say, can you see? And everybody goes, oh, I told my daughter that.
It's so cool. I'll do that at Yankee Stadium.
People think it's disrespectful and shit. I'm like, no.
It's adding respect.
It is.
You're already singing the national anthem.
Also, the song was written in that city.
Yeah, Frederick, Maryland.
No, Francis Scott Key wrote it.
Francis Scott Key.
At the
Frederick Keys.
Fort McHenry.
Yeah. Wow, you're right.
Fort McHenry.
So fuck off. We can do whatever we want.
That's what I'm saying.
We made the song.
How the hell is that?
How the hell? Why don't we get some more respect? We need to do an all-star team of comics from Maryland. Me, you, Stav, I think Chappelle.
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. Matt
Judah.
Voltron's Maryland. Full Josh Charge. Nasser's Maryland. Nasser's We're going to forget somebody. Francisco Ramos is Maryland.
Really?
Who else?
Chappelle will probably be starter.
Yeah, I would say so. Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah.
Patton Oswalt. He might be Virginia, but I feel like he's right there in that pocket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good talented, but we're missing someone who's going to be like, I'm from Maryland, motherfucker.
Well, one time we had a finals at Hebrew Academy, and they were giving away a ticket to a Bullets game. Two tickets to a Bullets game. Mr. Marker set it up, the PE guy. And me and Chaim Zakheim, in enterprising young Jewish youths. We're like, let's go to the game. They would give it away. It was probably against the Bucks, I think, who sucked at the time, long before they fucking went to Greece to recruit.
Yeah, right.
And on the way, we were like, oh, let's go. It's like, well, I got two, you got two. Well, that means you have two extra ones. And then it hit us, like, let's scalp. And so every single person that came out of finals, because that's when they had like 5,000 people to 25,000 seats, you know, the old Cap Center. And we're like, hey, you going to go to that game? You using a ticket? Can we have them if you're not using them? Like, yeah, sure, I'm not going to go. Great. A couple people are like, I might go. It's like, fine, whatever. We've got them all. We got 35 tickets. And we went out there, and we fucking scalped tickets all day.
Fuck, yeah. You sell them all?
Sell them all.
Do you remember what
face
you made?
Face value or below.
Get the fuck.
We'll go below. They still have tickets available. We're undercutting them outside.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We got them for free. We made hundreds.
That's actually not scalping. It's the opposite.
That's
of
true. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
That's just legal selling.
You're
actually.
Right. That's just. Yeah. Exactly. We were so worried we were getting in trouble. I thought we got chased out of there, but that might be a false memory. Diaz did that once at the store. The story goes they would give out comics. Their store was struggling, the comedy store. And they were like, "Hey, tell you what, if you come in contact with anybody and you mention the comedy store, here's two free tickets to anybody. We'll get them in. We'll get drinks off them. Put your initials on them, and then we'll give you $2 if one of your initials tickets come back." Mm-hmm. You know, just if you're out at where you worked at, you know, at the Beverly Center or the, you know, Highland, anywhere, just like give them out to people playing golf, and give them out. They come back $2. Why not? And Diaz just got his ideas like, sweet. So there was a line to get in on a Saturday night. He goes, "Don't pay here. Don't pay here. Don't pay here." So they'd lose $20 each, and he'd get $2 each.
Yeah,
they'd lose $22 on each person, and then they're like, all right, we can't do this anymore. Diaz exploits weaknesses in your security.
Yes. Dude, thank you for doing this. This was fun,
buddy,
man.
This is a fun one. It takes you back. One, this one takes you back.
It's a good one,
It gets you stories you never even thought of.
Please plug and
I got a new podcast myself, similar to this. The stories you don't think of. It's a travel podcast. 1 hour, one place, pretty much. It's called You Be Trippin'. It's available anywhere to take you to some magical spots in the world through people that have been there. Not really travel, like what to do, but like what people got into while they were there. It'll get you wanting to get out yourself. And then I'm touring on the road. Wrong Side of History Tour is out now. I'll be in Australia, Denver, and Toronto, and all over, from South Carolina all the way up to Toronto on a bus. With Colm Terrell, somebody else. I got to find somebody else.
All right.
Yeah, but this was great, man.
Thank you, bro. You too,
man. What a good excuse to see a friend.
That's nice of you. Thank you. Yeah. I know how you made a lot of travel arrangements to be here. Thank you. Princess.
Stopped it for 3 hours.
Princess is all for you.
Princess, let's see this trick. Can we do it?
Do it, girl. Oh, you're getting a belly. Oh, give him a kiss, Princess. Give him a kiss. Give Ari a kiss.
Yeah, that's your nose.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media, RyanSickler.com. Come see me on tour. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Hi, who here loves when their nails are perfectly done? Me. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle, and I started Olive in June because, let's be real, we all deserve to have gorgeous nails, but who wants to spend a fortune or half their day at the salon? And that's why I created the Manny System, so you can have that salon-perfect manicure right at home. And guess what? The best part? Each Manny only costs $2. Yep, you heard me, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 salon trips that eat up your day. Now you can paint your nails whenever you want, wherever you want, and trust me, you're going to be obsessed with your nails and everyone is going to ask you, where did you get your nails done? And here's a little something extra. Head over to oliveandjune.com and get 20% off your first Manny system with code FRESHMANNY20 at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. That's code FRESHMANNY20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/FRESHMANNY20. You're all set for a nail glow up. Let's get those nails looking fab, shall we?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.